This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We reached the last two times we were talking about the group where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they do not do three things. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. We explained that these people who are Ibad al-Rahman, they never commit any kind of shirk, and they do not kill anybody without any just cause, and they do not commit adultery. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. And whosoever does any of those, or both, or two of them, or all three of them, he will get athama. Some ulama said athama is a wadi in Jahannam that only dedicated to the people who commit adultery. Subhanallah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. Not only that, he will be punished severely on the day of judgment, and beside the physical punishment, he will also be humiliated, muhana, from ihana. He will be also very humiliated. And look at the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. That was a recap. And then, subhanallah, even though they have committed these huge sins, shirk, killing, zina, still Allah Azza wa Jal gave them an opportunity. Illa man tab. That's enough to make tawbah? No.
Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
سبحانك يا ربي. How great is Allah عز وجل سبحانه وتعالى. Even though they have committed all these grave sins, Allah said, except if they repent and they believe and they do righteous deeds, is he going to forgive them? Not only forgive them. أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah, this has two meanings. Allah, one meaning is that Allah Azza wa Jal will change all their, like for example, they were shirk, mushrikeen, now they are muwahideen. They used to kill, now they are very peaceful people. They used to commit zina, now they are afifeen. So, this is one meaning, and the meaning that is very common, everybody knows, Allah will switch every single evil deed they did before the tawbah into a good deed. They have 1 million evil deeds, not only forgiven back to zero, no, they will be now having 1 million good deeds, for example, يعني. Subhanallah. Illa man taba wa amana. Why that tawbah is not enough? Listen to this. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الزاني لا يزني وهو مؤمن. A person committing zina, he, at that moment that he's committing zina, he's not a mu'min. He lost his iman at that moment. So that's why Allah said, تابا وآمنا. And is that enough? Okay, I believe. No. Switch all the evil deeds that he used to commit, now switch them into good deeds. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That's why every time someone takes the shahada, subhanallah. Look, a few years ago, when I was in New York, a man, 74 years old, originally Irish, and he took his shahada, and we are all looking at him, 74 years of Allahu A'lam what he has done, and then he took his shahada, and subhanallah, he became as usual, you know, people take the shahada and they become amazing. He became from the people of Fajr. Maybe few months later he passed away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at this. Allah, and when someone takes the shahada, this is chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen that person to become a Muslim, and not only that, he become better than all of us, all of a sudden, subhanAllah. So the door of Tawbah, this is from the rahmah of Allah, that the door of Tawbah is open until the soul gets up to here. Ya akhwan, do not ever feel that the Tawbah is only for the munafiqeen, or for the kafirin, or the mushrikeen. No, 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 the Tawbah is for me. The Tawbah is for me and you. It's for everybody. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Anyone sitting here thinks that he does not need Tawbah, he needs Tawbah from that thought. We all need to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. What are quickly the steps of Tawbah? Number one, let's say I drink alcohol. Number one, you have to stop that sin. Number two, which is extremely important, Rasulullah SAW said, "An-nadam tawbah." I have to regret every single moment I drank. And number three, I have to make a promise that I will never go back to that sin, whatever that sin is. Most people fail in the second one. They stop and they do their best not to go back, but they do not regret it. Some people around him, after 2 years, they were drinking, and or mentioning that they were drinking, he would say, "Ah, the good old days." What good old days, Habibi? What kind of tawbah is this? This is supposed to be regretting every single moment that you drank, not good old days. Subhanallah. And then look at the ayah after that, and we will end with this. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. So that means the tawbah is not only for those three people who have committed these major sins. Whomsoever does anything, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. A man came to one of our salaf and he said, "If I repent," it's going to be very hard to translate. He said, "إِذَا تُبْتْ يَتُوبُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ." He said, "يَا أَحْمَقْ لَمْ تَتُبْ حَتَّى تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ." He said, "If I repent, will Allah accept my repentance?" He told him, "You did not have the power or the intention to repent, except because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to accept your repentance." وَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who facilitates the tawbah for us. This is what happened with Adam alayhi salam, right? فَتَلَقَّى Adam. He got the words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate the tawbah for us. And look at the greatness of Allah. I mentioned this before, but because of the topic. Imagine that the tawbah is only in Mecca. Every time I sin, I have to travel to Mecca. Few thousand dollars and the trouble of traveling and all that stuff. Imagine that the tawbah at a certain period of time, like at 2 a.m. only. No, subhanAllah, from the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the door of tawbah is open all the time. Any second, anywhere, just make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Him to accept. Allah named Himself At-Tawwab. Allah named Himself Al-Ghaffar, Ghafir al-Dhanb. Ya akhwan, many of us maybe have committed major sins, maybe committed adultery, maybe riba, maybe gambling, maybe Allahu A'lam. Everybody knows, wallahi, this is the best time, these are the best days to go back to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. And do not let the shaitan, like a young man came to me a few days ago, 21 years old, he said, "I don't think Allah will forgive me. I have done so many bad things." I told him, "Who told you that?" He said, "All my friends keep telling me, no, you are so bad, you're so horrible, no way."
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا.
Allah forgives all sins, no matter how bad things are. Come back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And not only Allah will forgive them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also love you because you have asked for tawbah. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves, not the ta'ibin, tawwabin. When we say tawabin, that means they are constantly repenting. When someone is constantly repenting, that means they are constantly sinning. Subhanallah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawabin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the tawabin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the shakirin. May Allah forgive all our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I beg you in this morning for everybody who attended today and everybody who's watching us. Ya Allah, do not take our soul until you are pleased with us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make our last words. La ilaha illallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.